can hear Carn now.
I'm Lacey Dunleavy. I'm the manager of the Carbondale Library.
How long have you been manager here?
Since May.
I wanted to talk about the 10 most borrowed adult fiction books of 2018. What were they?
There were quite a few of them. The Disappeared by C.J. Box. We had some other, you know, the suspense and thriller books, The Wife Between Us, The Woman in the Window, a common theme of female lead characters and suspense and thrillers. World War II was a big time period this year.
Really?
Anything from, you know, late 1930s to late 1940s. So The Nightingale is forever popular, still is.
Kristen Hanna, I've heard of that.
Yes.
What's this one about?
Let's see. France, 1939, Nazis, how this is affecting families, and there's always a love story. The other one was Beneath a Scarlet Sky by Mark Sullivan. That was a phenomenal fiction book based off a true story. But again, World War II, spies, suspense, thriller, mistaken identities, and of course, a love story.
Which one have you read?
Well, you know what? I don't get to read any of these because everybody checks them out. So it's a funny paradox. I work here and I'm with these things every day. And every time they check in, we hope maybe we're the next one on the list. But we're on the same list that everybody else is. So I'm hoping to get a chance to finally read The Nightingale. That was one that was really popular with book clubs and everyone. So then I wanted everyone else to have it. I'm a big fan of nonfiction. So another one of the popular ones this year was Barracoon by Zora Neale Hurston. A nonfiction, it's a, like, some consider it kind of a missing text of hers, of a man who depicting his story of coming over in a slave ship. Mm. Yeah, dark material. I tend to go towards that stuff. I try to get out of it, but I just can't.
What is the appeal?
I truly believe that anything that happens in real life is stranger than anything we can invent. So when I read stories like that, it makes it even more fascinating to me that it's nonfiction.
Do you guys have a list of most borrowed adult nonfiction books?
I kind of blended them together this year. We do have that, yes. But when you look at what leaves a library the most, it's fiction. And this year was a banner year for nonfiction. The conversation of everyone, it felt like, was politics. And so that is reflected in a lot of the nonfiction titles. Fire and Fury was one.
Michael Wolff, Inside the Trump White House, yes.
So that was one of the more popular ones. And then, of course, Fear by Bob Woodward. Yeah, so that book just checked in last week. It's the first time I've received it, and it's not immediately gone back out since August, I want to say. The other really interesting one was The Line Becomes a River, and it's stories from the United States-Mexico border.
How does Carbondale's readership differ, say, from the rest of the libraries?
So that's something that we're really diving into this year. We're looking at data, not just what we have in our building that checks out, but what people are requesting from other libraries that we don't have, and also what gets moved around between the districts. So that's something that we're really diving into right now. And it's a great year to do that because we have so much more money for new books because the voters overwhelmingly said that we should do that with 6A.
Well, it looks like The Nightingale is here and Fear is here and some of these books that you wanted to read. Are we going to, like, make a race to the shelf?
I don't want to have a fight right in the entrance of the library, but if that's what it has to come to, then absolutely.
Well, Lacey, thanks very much. I think I'm going to try and take out
I don't
this
really
book.
Think so.
Oh,
excuse me, ma'am.
Mine.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me, ma'am. This is the library.